Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
This is Heather Beckmaster for the Oklahoma Beef Council with a checkoff minute. The holiday season has kicked off, and with it, a new holiday campaign featuring former football star Tony Romo as the official ambassador for the Beef It's What's For Dinner brand. Romo will urge consumers to make the right call with beef this holiday season. Ads will be featured across all media platforms, from TV advertising to social media. You can expect to see him sharing his favorite recipes, roasting tips, and even a behind-the-scenes look into his personal passion for beef. So take it away, Tony.
The holidays in the Romo household are pretty hectic. What's my recipe for success? I just turn to beef. Whether it's an office party or a family dinner, I like to start strong with beefy appetizers like mini Mary meatballs or individual beef Wellingtons. Once the appetizer scores, I go for the win using holiday classics like a prime rib or beef tenderloin. I'm never afraid to call an audible and go with a strip roast either. Once the clock runs out, we like to put Drew Log on the TV and fall into a deep holiday slumber. Find more of my winning tips and tricks for the holiday season at beefitswhatsfordinner.com, funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
Well, Southern Cattle couldn't squeeze out any higher cash last week. $155 was the higher, steady with the week before. Northern Dress Cattle traded upwards of $4 higher, but failed to light a fire under any trade. December live cattle futures only up 27 cents for the week, and traders seem to be very cautious over putting too much premium in the market. Might carry over today, with trade likely choppy as traders wait for show lists, box beef prices, and cash to determine direction. Hog futures put in a strong day in February, April, and May contracts Friday, posting triple-digit gains, closing not far off the recent high of November 17th. The exception was front month December, as it has 1.5 weeks remaining to trade. It will need to remain close to the index that was projected at $82.87, with futures right in line. A gain of $2.42 in cutouts likely provided support for futures, as the outlook for demand may be improving. March Kansas City wheat up 4 cents early, possibly finding support after falling to its lowest prices in 3 months. Wheat prices have been dragging slowly lower for nearly 2 months, but fundamentally speaking, it is difficult to see what is so bearish about wheat. The two main bearish suspects driving wheat prices lower lately are both related to Russia. Earlier in November, Russia finally agreed to extend the Ukrainian grain deal another 4 months, even while to continuously, recklessly attack Ukraine's infrastructure. March corn trading up a penny higher early today, still near its lowest prices in 3 months, after weekend news offered some early support to commodity prices. On Friday, several G7 members, including the European Union, agreed to cap any payment for Russian oil at $60 a barrel in an effort to limit benefits to Russia. January soybeans up 6 cents early today, holding stubbornly above the 100-day moving average at $14.20, while both soy products are starting roughly steady. Futures in just a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
On the livestock futures on Friday, live cattle, well, December up 30 cents, 153.35, February up 45, 155.87, January feeder cattle up 137, 182.45, March up 97 cents, 185.27, December hogs down 70 cents, 82.42, Kansas City wheat, the March down 19.5, 870 and 3 quarters, May's down 19.5, 865 and a quarter, Chicago wheat, March down 22 cents, 761, May down 22 cents, 773 and a quarter. March corn down 14 and a quarter, 646 and a quarter. May down 12 and a half cents at 647 and a quarter penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.